This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Semi-official news website in Iran reported in September that nearly 100,000 luxury cars have been imported into the country since 2009, even though the owners pay a tax of 140%. A $75,000 Porsche in the US would cost $178,000 in Iran, if you could find it. IRS and Justice Department say they're changing the rules for civil forfeiture, property seizure, and will no longer use the law to seize the bank accounts of small business owners who are not suspected of criminal activity. Clinton Foundation every summer sponsors roughly 100 interns who work 30 to 40 hours a week. Most go unpaid. Those who can demonstrate need receive $125 per week, which is well below federal minimum wage and even further below New York City's $875 minimum. There is no section of the labor law that exempts interns at not-for-profit organizations from the minimum wage requirements, according to the New York Department of Labor. Two-thirds of the military women said that they faced retribution for reporting the unwanted sexual attacks, though two studies indicate a decline in such episodes overall in the military. Baltimore's chief prosecutor charged six police officers with crimes, including murder and manslaughter in the fatal injury of Freddie Gray. A striking swift turn in a case that has drawn national attention. Commodities Futures Trading Commission is allowing Deutsche Bank, Citigroup, JP Morgan, Chase, HSBC, and Royal Bank of Scotland to put language and settlement agreements on interest rate rigging with them that allows them to avoid being banned from risky sales by the SEC. Indictments and guilty pleas in New Jersey and New York bridge scandal could mean the end of any presidential campaign prospects for New Jersey Governor Republican Chris Christie. Newly opened food court in the last public market in New Orleans was splattered with graffiti everywhere as neighbors reacted to what they call yuppie and upscale intrusion. Right-wing party in the United Kingdom, UKIP, is campaigning against dog mess as a central platform. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.